two microns. 902 microns of recession since Derma survey of August 11th.
You know what's messed up? I guessed 800. It's gotten to the point where I can guess microns of recession just by looking. I spend too much time with you, Moss.
Actually, Matt, if you wouldn't mind holding the instrument while I make some notations?
Definitely.
You need to bring an assistant with you, Lloyd.
I don't want an assistant. I'd have to talk to them. I want to talk to you guys.
Sierra pays for you to have assistants. You should use them.
I don't mind.
I mind. You have a job you're supposed to be doing right now.
But I don't mind. It's like I explained to Matt last night. We can't just say, where on the base do you keep your hologram footage? But we can let Lloyd get there on his own. He loves shooting his mouth off to awestruck new guys. He'll be careful with me. He won't be with Matt.
How do you not fry your eyes doing that, Lloyd? You can barely see Moss to work on him.
Which, of course, is one of the many unsolved mysteries of Object E, isn't it? Is this the ideal full in-flight lighting, or is this reserve power? Do we need to change a bulb?
I can't even tell where the bulbs would be.
That's right. Nice and slow. Lloyd will do most of the work.
And of course, obviously, it stands to reason that answering that question would not only tell us more about the ship itself, but also...
Oh, you want me to...
Mm-hmm. What follows, naturally?
Just like I was hoping. With the memories of Andy and the Hayden visit fading a little, Lloyd's getting his groove back.
Would it also tell us more about Moss?
Precisely! See, well done! See, this is why I prefer you guys to the assistants. This stuff is old hat for them, but with the security staff, I have the pleasure of watching you experience discovery for the first time. It's rejuvenating.
Oh, so like you're saying, how much light does Moss need to, or did Moss need to?
Exactly! Perhaps... this is an overabundance of light for his species. For all we know, this could be blinding.
He does have really big eyes.
Of course, the diameter of the ocular cavity doesn't necessarily indicate anything.
How is he so bright in the hologram?
I'm sorry?
I mean, let me say it right.
Hmm.
How did you get him so brightly lit for the hologram, for when that Sierra guy was here?
Matt's Andy impression is so good, it's kind of unnerving.
Oh, we took all the footage out on the main hangar floor. Would have been quite a challenge to get the lighting and camera rigs in here, I can tell you that.
You took Moss out of the ship?
Oh, we do that from time to time, for occasional examinations and the like. Right, Dak?
Always my favorite days.
We'd obviously keep him in a whole separate area if we were implementing a more thorough examination.
Like dissection?
But of course, the determination was made to keep the body as... intact as possible.
In case our betters ever want to pull the trigger on the freak show option, Lloyd doesn't say.
And that's guard shift, fellas. Slade should be on his way in. Don't talk Salem's head off, Lloyd. He needs it for his job.
I think this kind of exchange is valuable.
I shoot Matt a look. It's all you now. He gives me a 900 micron nod in response.
Tor Labs presents Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers, produced by Gideon Media. Episode 6, 900 Microns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
After one more shift on the hangar floor, I get three whole shifts up in Bird's Eye, which is good, because I need to check something.
Oh, hey. Are we not...
Shit, Patty, that's my bad. I should have messaged you.
Daily briefing's off?
Harrison's stuck on a conference call with DC. It's some late-breaking crap.
Great.
That was stupid, forgetting to message her. Now she's gonna eat lunch in here with no Harrison to distract us while we marinate in the leftover piss from our fight the other day.
We're supposed to go up for a debrief later.
Well... That'll be fun.
While I try to hide that I'm at this terminal doing something I'm not supposed to be doing.
You think Hayden would come back this soon?
Harrison thinks so.
Yeah, but how good is his read on all this?
Well, I mean, we both know what we're talking about. How clear is Harrison's mind at any given time? Whatever call he's telling us about, did he take it before or after Flask O'Clock?
Do you ever miss active duty?
Do I... what?
I mean, not the bullets or the bombs or the chem zones, but, like, the clarity. Like, this is the objective, and it'll keep being the objective till we get it or die.
I mainly just don't miss the bullets and bombs.
Are you looking up journalists?
I've been getting ready for this question for the past minute.
Yeah, in our opposition file. It's just the thing I do, like, every time we have to ship some people out, you know.
I mean, they're not gonna... how would they?
Yeah, it's stupid. It's not like Shell or Vaughn are getting shipped to the New York Times or whatever. It's just, whenever there's people with a grudge out there, I always want to remind myself who they might talk to.
It's not a good answer. It's putting the idea in her mind, but it's the best one I've got.
Okay. I mean, they can't even have visitors at Sierra facilities. Their families think they're overseas, so...
I just, you know, I didn't get where I am by leaving stones unturned.
And that's the name I want. Rachel Lesser from Nine Source. I keep scrolling, so there's no record I stopped on that name.
Have there even been any news stories on Quill Marine in a while?
Let's see. Latest is about 7 months back.
Now, one last thing I need to check. I shift so Patty can't see the screen.
That's what I was thinking. It seems like we've gotten really good at, like, warning off.
Last week, Harrison gave me clearance to delete security footage for our little cover-up with Lloyd. Question is, did he remember to resend it after?
Yeah, the sense I get is even if it's an outlet we don't own, there's usually at least one person in the newsroom we've got a lever on.
And no, he didn't remember. We're in business.
Look, review whatever you want. Staying fresh is always... just if we're gonna rank the shit we're worried about.
Like I said, there's a reason I am where I am.
Okay.
It's fine if Patty thinks I'm losing it over getting harp nuked. Okay, it's not fine, but it's a billion times better than her spotting the thing I'm really losing it over.
The DC call should be over. Let's go hear what the damage is.
It's a lot more people than I expected. People from all three of the science divisions.
Okay, folks. Everybody grab a seat. We've got a lot to get through.
I knew Matt would be taking post on this meeting, so I shot a look on the way to my chair. Another one of his amazing micro nods. I guess Lloyd talked.
All right, so look, there's no pleasant way to say this. I just took a call from some people in allocations. And they're expecting me to follow up shortly with a recommendation. So, first question goes to you, Lloyd. Has your assessment of Moss changed in any way?
Which assessment are we...
That there's no point in attempting a series of medical procedures with an eye toward saving Moss's hypothetical life.
Lloyd isn't actually on the dedicated Moss team. He bounces between all three. Normally, this is when someone actually on the dedicated team would pipe up angrily and say they know the xenobiology better than Lloyd. But now the word allocations is out there, which means Trip Hayden, which means this question is radioactive.
Director, as long as we maintain the overall... parameter, the overall mandate to not, of course, dissect, which obviously would defeat the medical purpose. It's impossible for us to know about Moss's physiology to attempt treatment of any kind. And of course, that's operating from the unproven assumption...
that he's still alive.
And I'm sure the Moss team can expound in some detail.
But nobody's touching it.
So it's the same answer. The only way to know enough about Moss to treat him is to cut him into small pieces.
That is, in fact, the pertinent dilemma.
Susan?
Director?
Susan's with the Object E team, kind of the runts of the litter.
I read your reports every week. Many of them could have been copied and pasted from the one the week before.
Oh, sir, I
know it's... You don't do that. I know it's just the same results coming back week after week, but that's actually the point. Do you believe your team has made any progress towards making Object E flight-worthy in, let's say, the last year?
We certainly know a great deal more about the composition of the outer...
Can you make it fly?
No, Director.
Then I really have no counter-argument to take back to allocations.
Counter-argument to...
Going forward, we won't be maintaining a dedicated MOS team or a dedicated Object E team.
What?
We're not dropping anyone. I want to make that clear. No one's losing a job today. But the MOS and Object E teams will now be folded into the HARP team with an eye toward a new mandate.
Jesus, the faces around this table. Everyone's like 3% more scared than they are furious.
Respectfully, Director.
This comes direct from Trip Hayden.
New mandate to...
To create a prototype clone of the HARP with an eventual eye toward mass production. Lloyd?
It just doesn't make any sense.
All right, Lloyd.
Moss is a verified extraterrestrial being. Object E is a verified extraterrestrial transport.
Salem?
Yeah.
Hey, Lloyd.
Am I crazy? Am I crazy? These are the most important discoveries of all time.
Why don't you come hang out with
folded
me?
Folded into the HARP team. It doesn't even... We're not even trained in...
Let's go get some water.
We're xenobiologists. Forget science. Just organizationally, it makes no sense.
Let's get some water and hang out.
Somebody say something! Am I out of my mind?
Take a break, Lloyd. Take a walk with Matt. Give yourself a break.
And for a split second, I catch Patty looking at me. Have I called him Matt in front of her before?
What's happening?
Let's just hang out. You and me, buddy, let's just hang out.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We picked the motel room for three reasons. Doesn't smell, no ID required, and there's places nearby where we can inconspicuously park our cars overnight. I wait till Matt's in a post-bang doze before I spring it on him.
I want you to eat me, Matt Salem.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
I want you to lick me like an ice cream cone.
Okay, that is... Holy shit.
Please teabag me, Matt Salem.
It's on my bucket list.
I think that scared me more than, like, most incursions.
Aren't you a
decorated combat veteran?
Is that for tomorrow?
Yeah. Straps on, like, a mask with a voice modulator built in.
Two birds with one stone.
That's what I was thinking.
And we actually have this lady's parking space on file.
Any reporter even glances at Quill Marine, we get their shoe size.
Makes sense, I guess.
Come here. Spill with me.
Will do.
We are definitely not coming here tomorrow. We need sleep. We need to focus.
Cool. I'll see you here.
Asshole.
attack.
Already asleep. Can't hear you.
Is it weird, like...
Okay, do not start a sentence like that if you're gonna...
No, I'm just saying, is it weird that we haven't talked about...
Talked about...
Our stuff? Our service? Just whenever I've been with people in the life before...
Christ, you mean swapped stories?
Yeah.
Okay, Look, you're younger than me.
Do you think I have a problem with that?
Not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm saying, when you were a kid, were there still Mad Libs?
Jesus, Mad Libs.
Like where you filled in the blank they left in the sentence?
Yeah, definitely. I know Mad Libs. God, I haven't thought about that in...
Like staying up half the night with your friends putting boobs in every blank.
Well, I think we just put silly stuff.
Okay, if you've never put cock in a Mad Lib, you haven't lived a life.
I don't know what to tell you.
But what I'm saying is, do I have stories? Yeah. I mean, do you have stories? How could you not? And that's the thing, right? I bet we basically have the same stories. Even though we were deployed to completely different places, we just put different words in the blanks. One second blank was there, and the next second blank was gone. I kept looking for blank for like 30 seconds after blank got hit, because my brain couldn't figure out why she looked different. The IED went off and Blank kept walking around even though he didn't have a stomach anymore. Or we were in one of the zones and Blank just made one mistake and 20 seconds later her whole face was running sores. Or we killed Blank way before we were even in hostile territory because we accidentally blanked over him with the blank when the driver wasn't looking. Or the whole day before Blank killed herself with Blank, she seemed totally fine.
Jesus.
How many does that cover?
How many does it cover?
Yeah.
It covers a fucking lot, which is the answer you knew I had to give.
I have at least two of each. More of some.
Well, I have at least one.
See?
So you're saying because they keep happening the same way, they don't matter?
I'm saying they all matter. But then what do you do with that? If everything matters, it just turns into like this giant... pulsing cloud of mattering. It's too much. You can't react to it. There's no next thing to do. At a certain point, you just have to decide something matters. If just something matters, then you know what to do next. I have to wait so long in the back seat of Rachel Lesser's car that my leg's half asleep when she gets in, and I realize it isn't Rachel Lesser.
Feel the gun behind your ear.
Jesus Christ!
If you scream, I'll kill you. If you turn around, I'll kill you. Tell me in a quiet voice that you understand.
I understand.
Now take a breath. A deep one. Now another. Now here's something to know. The gun isn't loaded.
What?
I can still kill you. I can kill you with your own seatbelt if I need to. But that's not my goal here. The gun was to keep you from screaming or leaving the car.
What do you want?
Well, I wanted Rachel Lesser.
She doesn't work here anymore. She...
And you just realized you should have said, I can go get her for you, right? What happened to her?
She had an affair with her editor. They're both gone.
Figures they'd use something like that.
What?
Who are you? It would be nothing for me to get your ID out of your bag and get your address on top of your name. Or we could just talk.
Monica Sears.
You took Rachel's old job?
More just her parking space. Her job doesn't really exist anymore, that long-form, deep-dive stuff. I'm more in the GIF after every paragraph business.
And you work by the post, right? 1099 contractor stuff, no benefit?
I mean, that's pretty much anybody in journalism now. To get on a masthead now, you have to...
deliver something huge, right?
If you wanted Rachel, It must be about something she was working on.
Big fat hint. A facility she thought was a cover for developing illegal weapons.
She was right?
She was wrong. I can't find your ad rates online.
It's a whole customized scale based on a consolidated score.
Let's pretend it's a dollar per unique view. How much would 100 million views be worth to you? Say 10 million? Like a 10% commission?
It doesn't exactly work like commission.
Would you pay it or not?
For something that would get those numbers, yeah, they probably would. But nothing would get those numbers. The president screwing a cat wouldn't get those numbers.
Talk to your people. Confirm they'd pay.
Then, you want me to have a completely hypothetical conversation?
Then, if you want to see indisputable proof of the existence of extraterrestrial life, park this car at this address on this date.
Did you say proof?
If I don't bring proof, you don't pay. Got the address memorized?
Yes.
Then give it back. And come alone.
Turns out Hayden gave us a gift, in a way. Since the announcement, Lloyd's been an Object E every chance he gets.
This way.
As if once the official transition happens, he'll be barred entry or something.
Which one's Lloyd's?
End of the hall.
Which gives us a clear shot at his office, which is where he lets slip to Matt that he keeps the raw hologram footage on a green laptop. It's on the server too, sure, but the server logs every copy made. Too risky.
This one.
Okay, I got the door.
You good?
I'm just waiting for Lloyd. You got the drive?
Yep, I'm going in.
It's not eccentric in any way. More like the room of a man who lives in his head instead of the space around him. I have to move fast. It's not the cameras. Thanks to Harrison, I can screw with the footage later. It's that I have no good reason to be here. And if someone finds me here with Matt guarding the door, curtains. I keep the door cracked so I can hear outside. So far, I found 4 laptops and none of them are green.
Everything okay?
Yeah, just waiting for Lloyd.
Yikes. Better you than me.
Thank God. It's the last place I look, in a container unit hanging on the wall. I hook my drive up and start copying the whole thing. It's going so fast, I actually let myself breathe for a second, so of course...
New fish.
Oh, hey, Patty.
Holy Christ.
You're just hanging out?
Yeah,
Just hanging out. In the Moss team wing. Nowhere near the hangar.
I sidle closer to the door.
Yeah, Dak was like, as long as I'm not on rotation for a bit, could I, like, go be nice to Lloyd for a couple minutes?
Isn't Lloyd an Object E right now?
Is he? I wasn't sure if he was or
Wait,
if he...
be nice?
I guess she's a little worried about him, like where he is mentally.
Okay, it's copied, great, but now I'm trapped.
Okay, so Dak's worried about Lloyd's mental state, which somehow puts you in the Moss team wing, just... standing in front of a door.
Oh, sorry, I'm not trying to, like, stand in front of it. I was just watching for Lloyd. Do you need to get in?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I kind of think I do want to go in, actually.
Well, do you mind if I say something first?
How about instead you step out of the way?
Dax, your friend. I'm not trying to take her from you.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Things are different with me and her since the harp thing. Like they would be with anybody... like after a tour, like after a firefight, anything like that. You know how it is. Happens without you even trying.
Okay.
So sometimes she drops me a little line like, go look after Lloyd. But that's all it is. I'm not after your spot. No one but you should have that spot. You and Dak are more than tight. You guys are partners.
That was some awful shit with the harp.
Yeah.
Decent outfit would send her on leave for a month.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Dak. She probably wouldn't go, but...
I'm with you. I agree.
Because I feel like she's... It's like she's...
Look, do I have a field crush on the chief? Of course. Who doesn't?
Hell is a field crush.
The thing I heard in my unit sometimes. Like someone who's so shit-hot at the maneuvers you'd follow them anywhere. I mean, how many of those do you get in a career?
Not a lot.
But there's a difference between a field crush and the real thing. I know when people work together. You guys work. I want to serve under both of you.
And the worst of me crawls out of its hole and says, crazy, right? He sounds exactly that sincere when he's talking to you.
If you want to head in there now, I'm just going to wait out here for Lloyd.
Through the crack in the door, I see her give the tiniest glance inside, but now it's like she's embarrassed she ever said anything.
When are you back on rotation?
Half an hour. Well, less, actually.
It's your ass if you're late.
Understood. Clear.
How did you do that?
What?
How did you know to work her like that?
I just watch people, don't you?
Yeah, but I didn't figure you for...
Is that... Did I...
What's wrong with me right now? No, you were great. Get the drive into your car before rotation. I have to go erase some surveillance.
When's the meet with the reporter?
4 days.
We just have to make it 4 days.
Pretend I'm kissing you so hard it hurts.
Pretend I'm kissing you so hard it hurts.
Now move.
Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers, starring Ashley Atkinson. Presented by Tor Labs, produced by Gideon Media. Episode 6 also features Nima Jarabchi, Rebecca Comtois, Nat Cassidy, James Wetzel, and Autumn Dornfeld. Music by Linda Worsley, sound design by Bart Fassbender, directed by Jordana Williams. Next time on Steal the Stars.
Here's the thing.
What could be the thing? That's an alien.
I wonder if I could speak to you inside.
Okay. Walk me through this.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Staging, please tell me you're seeing this.
What do you want to talk about, Lloyd?
This is too much. I'm getting out.
What I'm doing is right.
You think this is funny?
No. I really don't.